You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The town of Catskill got complaints about the Miltasia Music Festival held last weekend at the old game farm near Kiskatom. At the September 6th Catskill Town meeting during the public comment period, several local residents complained about the very loud music that lasted until 3 a.m. Organizers of the festival had met with the board in June and promised the festival would be neighborly. Cool Keith, Murphy's Law, and Neil Hamburger were among the performers at the festival September 2nd through 4th. You can visit the WGXC newsroom to hear an audio recording of the town meeting. Melanie Lukosiewicz reports in the Daily Mail that a nature trail has been installed linking Brandow Point and the neighboring Cohoetate Nature Preserve near State Route 385 in Athens. The Green Land Trust built the trail as it owns the historic home The Willows, built in 1788, and maintains the Brandow Point land, which is owned by the state. Quote, the trail gives people a wider area to take a walk in. If you walk through Cohoetate here and then back, it's probably a good couple miles to walk, said Bob Knighton, president of the Green Land Trust. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Construction began September 6th on part of Route 23 in Catskill near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, and there have been traffic delays during rush hours since. On September 7th, drivers reported 30-minute delays heading into Greene County over the bridge in the afternoon, and the morning commute on September 8th was also delayed. 511ny.com does not currently provide information about when construction will be complete. Mark Wiener reports at Syracuse.com that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer's office has a list of 4,366 wireless dead zones in New York State. A Schumer crowdsourcing campaign created a map of where there is not wireless cell phone coverage statewide. The Hudson Valley led with the most dead spots in this unscientific survey, followed by the Southern Tier, Western New York, and the Capital Region. Schumer, known for using an old flip phone instead of a smartphone, said, quote, when it comes to cell service across upstate New York, these dead zones are proof carriers need to, quite frankly, raise the bar. The entire upstate New York area should not be home to over 4,000 dead zones, end quote. Read the full story at Syracuse.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.